Your reflections on that game? You almost put it all to bed today.
That's been the story of the season. First half, get yourself in a great position, 1-0 up. And see it to the boys at half time. Don't give away a cheap free kick, a cheap goal. And we give away a cheap goal. As simple as that. No Martin man. And there's no excuse for it. Schoolboy stuff.
Is it a 2-point dropped in that case, given that you were ahead in the game?
Does it really matter, to be honest, where the results went today? So obviously if we win, we're up. But 2 points dropped, survival dropped. Guaranteed survival, that's what's at stake, you know, and that's what we lost. But we need to pick ourselves up and go again on Saturday. We win Saturday, then we know that potentially we are fine, you know. So it's up to us. You know, I'm pretty sure it couldn't be for Alba in our shoes.
What's the mood? Are you feeling, is the change room feeling good about Saturday? Are you feeling good about staying up?
I've not really discussed it, to be honest.
Just take it one game at a time?
No, but I think we're disappointed in who we're at there, so we'll move on to that. And closer to training, choosing up, but I'm pretty sure if we play, then I'm confident we're not going to get 3 points.
You have experience of going into the final day and needing a result, you know, particularly at the top end of the table. I remember the year Morton went up. What sort of things go through your mind going into the final day? Is it trying to kind of keep the emotion and tension out of it?
No, there's always going to be people nervous. Each individual is different as individuals. Some are nervous. I was never nervous. It just affects players, you know. But I think it's a team spirit. If you get together, you work for each other 100%. Say, come off the pitch, say, I did my best. Then nobody can ask questions to you. But the questions are asked when you don't give 100% and don't do your best. It's a big one next week. You know, it's a big one.
Do you think the team spirit is there to take you through?
Aye, I think the team spirit's there. You know, the sure team spirit be getting a good lead. And I thought first half we were excellent. We played in the right areas. Wasn't much football played, to be honest, but that was a wee bit rough in certain areas. But you win at half time, 1-0 up, that's in your hands. They went good. Obviously, set piece and they scored them. I thought we could have had a penalty as well. I thought it was a stonewall penalty. The referee booked Sean Higgins. But I thought it was a stonewall penalty. It was in the box, in the corner. I don't know why he's booked him. I think it was the scent for no giving the penalty. But the boys have seen it's a stonewall penalty.
What did you make of the free kick leading to the Berwick equaliser? Does it seem to be a wee bit of a controversy there? Some players didn't seem to think it was a free kick.
To be honest, I can't remember it. I can't really remember it. What happens? Do you remember what happened? No.
Was
it a free kick? No. Well, what was that free kick? I can't remember.
Montrose away next week. They've obviously had a pretty sore one today, but they need a result next weekend. I don't know if that helps or not, playing against an opposition who require a result.
Listen, that is what it is. Professionals shouldn't be caring. You know, if they're safe or not, or whatever, they should be going to one every week. We'll hopefully go there, feel of confidence with a good couple of days training in us. Like I said, it's dirty us. It's not going to count and be for Berry, but it's dirty. It's dirty Clyde players, the 17, 18 players that are in that dressing room. So I'm pretty sure me and Jai will do our utmost to get them going. Like I said, we'll train hard Tuesday, Thursday, and we'll prepare. We're going to prepare for Saturday like we do any other week.